WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. Dan, how long is the cold going to stick with us?
Well, throughout January and February and probably March, too. It is winter after all. But the good news here is that our winter storm is gone. There are some snowflakes hanging out about 10 miles south of Cape May, but we're pretty much done at this point. All warnings and advisories have expired. And as Eric mentioned at the top, we've got about 6 inches of fresh snow on the ground in South Jersey. Watch out for icy spots throughout the state as you head out this morning. Clouds early on and a stiff breeze in South Jersey, then becoming sunny and chilly today. High temperatures about 35. To 40 degrees. The coolest spot will probably be where we have that fresh snowpack on the ground. Clear, calm, and cold tonight. Lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. We'll start tomorrow with sunshine, then clouds roll in. Highs near 40. Mostly cloudy, breezy. Lower 40s on Wednesday. Maybe an isolated shower, but the next storm system to really watch is going to be Thursday night into Friday, with a chance for some light snow and rain across New Jersey. Right now, Newton is 13, Willingboro 24, and Bridgewater is 20.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Well, the Eagles season is over. Hope a comeback in New Orleans ended when a pass from Nick Foles went through the hands of Alshon Jeffrey and was picked off by the Saints. The Eagles were down by 6 inside the Saints' 30-yard line when disaster struck. Some think this was Foles' last game with the Eagles. He's a free agent. The Birds are committed to young Carson Wentz. The Saints will now host the Rams in the NFC Championship game next Sunday. We told you last week New Jersey's property tax tab ballooned another $639 million in 2018. To nearly $30 billion. Town-level information is now available at NJ1015.com this morning, showing the change in every town's average residential property tax bill.
The average tax bill rose more than 2% in 12 of New Jersey's 21 counties, with the biggest increases in Cumberland, Salem, and Cape May counties in South Jersey. Among cities and towns, the median increase was 1.9%. Brian Thomas of Citizens for Accountable Taxation says $639 million is a tremendous amount of money.
People are angry. And residents have every right to be angry. And the anger is only going to increase every time you see that bill. But unfortunately, a lot of residents do just chalk it up to the fact that this is the way the situation is in New Jersey, and they're not expecting things to change.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out this morning in the teens and 20s, and we still have a possibility for some icy spots throughout the state this morning, though all warnings and advisories for winter wheat weather have ended. Early clouds and breezy, then sunny and chilly, highs 35 to 40 today, and the cold weather will continue in the days ahead. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the latest on the government shutdown and a closer look at what the numbers regarding illegal immigration mean for New Jersey. That story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is cold this morning. Bundle the kids up warmly on the way to the bus stop today as temperatures are in the teens and 20s. We have a bit of a wind chill out there. It'll be breezy for a little while. And despite the sunshine, we may not get out of the 30s in many areas today. Congress returns to Washington for its first full week of legislative business since control of the House reverted to Democrats. But lawmakers will face the same lingering question: when will the shutdown end? One Republican senator says he's offered President Trump a possible solution, but admits it may be wishful thinking. If the shutdown continues into February, and that is possible, New Jersey's federally funded food stamp program could be affected. The state is sending out SNAP benefits early, January 19th, with a warning to budget accordingly. There is evidence the influx of illegal immigrants to New Jersey has been dropping, but the Garden State does remain among the states with the biggest illegal population. Patrick Lavery joins us live with a closer look at the numbers this morning. Patrick?
Eric, New Jersey ranked 5th in total number of undocumented immigrants at the end of 2016, according to a Pew Research Center report, behind only the much bigger states California, Texas, Florida, and New York. But Jersey was among 12 states in the decade prior, dating back to the start of 2007, that saw its undocumented population drop by 90,000 people, 16%, due almost entirely, the report says, to a sharp decrease in Mexicans entering the U.S. without authorization. It is unclear from the data if, or by just how much, those numbers have continued to trend downward in the Trump administration. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. An Ocean County girl remains hospitalized this morning after a sledding accident in Berkeley Township. The girl was airlifted from the scene after suffering head and neck injuries. Her sled hit a parked car. Jersey Shore Medical Center says she's still under evaluation. Would you know what to do if somebody wearing a mask burst into your office with an AK-47 and started spraying bullets? What about a guy walking into your company lunchroom wearing a vest with wires attached to explosives? There is a new program designed to help Garden State residents be prepared for these and other emergency scenarios.
Jersey Homeland Security's R. Jared Maple says the Hometown Security Initiative features federal, state, and local law enforcement officials holding meetings in different communities across the Garden State discussing different threats and how to deal with them.
It's an open tent idea. Everyone can come. Everyone can ask questions. It's a great opportunity for the community to meet those law enforcement and public safety folks that they may not have much interaction with.
People need to understand what's really going on, says Maples. We're not here to scare everybody, but we have to be aware of different situations and what we should and should not be doing. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A white supremacist group posted "You've been punked" on their website Saturday, admitting a rally planned for Princeton was a hoax. Over 1,000 counter-protesters showed up in Palmer Square amidst a heavy police presence as streets were closed for the rally. That never happened. As a group of high schoolers, they thought they had no shot, but students and their teacher have achieved the nearly impossible. They wrote and advocated for a bill that is now U.S. law, signed last week by President Trump.
Former Hightstown High School student Jay Vongenker says, like most changes in American history, it was a very quiet, long battle to get their bill on the president's desk.
We were in this for like 3 years, getting one co-sponsor at a time. And then all of a sudden, like December 2018, boom, the Senate passes it 100-0. The House passes it 376-6.
The new law, says former student Maya Reddy, creates an independent review board that will facilitate the release of records of unsolved crimes from the civil rights era.
The idea is that we want to increase transparency and we want to help people who've been waiting decades for answers get those answers.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A marine archaeologist from Stockton University is hoping to unravel the mystery of how an old wooden ship got buried in the sand in Stone Harbor. This winter's rough seas have stripped away enough of the beach to reveal the decaying hull, and Stockton's Stephen Agowitz is trying to figure out what ship it might be. It's not going to be easy, since as many as 8,000 shipwrecks are believed to have happened off the Jersey shore. Breast cancer experts offer all kinds of advice when it comes to when and how often a woman should get a mammogram, but it's led to a lot of confusion that may ultimately impact treatment.
Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey is paying for 5,000 members to take part in a study to improve screening guidelines. Medical Director Dr. Daniel Halevi says,
by figuring out which women have perhaps a higher risk because of their family history, because of their genetic makeup, that we can find which women will need more frequent testing, earlier testing, maybe using newer technologies.
Women between the ages of 40 and 74 are eligible for the study, and
women who don't have any existing breast cancer, who don't have a history of pre-breast cancer, or women who have not had any surgery to their breast.
For more info on the study, go to nj1015.com. Jen Ursolo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Social media has reunited a Cranford couple with a beloved Christmas tree ornament. Public Works employees found the bride and groom ornament on a tree at the curb for collection. It was a bride and groom with the words Keith and Corey and a 2011 date. Police posted photos on their Facebook page over the weekend. The couple contacted them a short time later to thank them for finding it. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. Cold, little breezy this morning, but the snow is over. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5's app makes your smartphone even smarter. It's absolutely free, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get your Jersey news, fast traffic, and instant weather on demand. Plus, call into your favorite show, submit a photo, or share us on Facebook. Search for New Jersey 101.5 in your app store and get it free, fast, and now.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, the cold will continue, but the snow is over?
That's right. The winter storm from this weekend has ended. We did see about 6 inches of accumulation in far south Jersey. All warnings and advisories have expired or were canceled overnight. Just watch out for icy spots throughout the state this morning, not just where there's snow on the ground, but where snow melted yesterday. Those puddles refroze overnight because most temperatures are in the 20s. Everybody's starting the day below freezing here. We've got a couple days of quiet weather ahead for the Garden State. Some clouds and a stiff breeze in South Jersey early today. Then sunny and chilly, highs 35 to 40. Tonight will be clear, calm, and cold. Lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. Black ice might be a problem once again. Sun to clouds tomorrow, highs near 40. And then lower 40s on Wednesday. Not too bad. It'll be a mostly cloudy and breezy day. An inconsequential shower possible late day Wednesday. Two storm systems we're keeping an eye on. First one, Thursday night into Friday. That could bring some light rain and snow. Maybe some light accumulations to the north and west. Another significant storm is possible for the weekend, but way too early for details. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, it is day 24 of the government shutdown. Will President Trump budge on his demand for border wall funding? Republicans are encouraging him to. What is everybody paying for property taxes? A total of $30 billion is collected. The latest town-by-town breakdown at NJ1015.com this morning. Sports Eagles season ends with a loss to the Saints. Patriots crush the Chargers. Sixers over the Knicks. Rangers lose. Islanders win. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. Watch out for icy spots throughout the state this morning. It is very cold, too, so make sure you're bundling up. Teens and 20s to start. We'll see highs 35 to 40 degrees this afternoon. Some clouds and a breeze this morning, then sunshine takes over, but it's going to be a chilly January day all around. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is on a Monday morning in the Great Garden State. Bundle up warmly as you head out to work or school this morning. Temperatures are in the teens and 20s, and there is a bit of a wind chill this morning. It'll be breezy for a while, despite the sunshine coming out later. We are not going to see high temperatures in many areas out of the 30s today, and it'll remain cold tonight and into tomorrow. A driver crashed into the jail in North Jersey. A 51-year-old South Hackensack man slamming his vehicle into the administrative entrance of the Bergen County Jail in Hackensack. He's hospitalized this morning. Nobody inside the jail was hurt. Security wasn't compromised. What happened isn't clear, but police say the driver will face charges. We keep hearing Governor Murphy talk about creating an innovation economy in the Garden State. A new report finds if it's ever going to become reality, a number of serious issues have to be addressed immediately.
Michelle Sakurka of the Jersey Business and Industry Association says the Indicators of Innovation report concludes if the Garden State is going to reclaim itself as an innovation state.
We need to fix what's structurally broken. That means fixing our pension, property taxes, our infrastructure.
She adds Jersey has tremendous assets and potential, but action must be taken now.
We are at a crossroads. 2019 is it. This is our last chance. Every day we're hearing stories about businesses that are contemplating leaving the state of New Jersey.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Trump administration rules allowing more employers to opt out of providing women with no-cost birth control take effect in most parts of the U.S. today. A federal judge blocked the rules from being implemented in 13 states and the nation's capital, while a lawsuit moves forward. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. Four current or former Stockton University students have contributed to a new book on erasing the stigma of talking about mental health.
Among those students is 2018 grad Kathleen Connolly, who alerted her fellow writers after seeing a Facebook post seeking submissions for what became Our Stories, Ourselves, published last fall. She says it was an extension of the work she did with Stockton's chapter of the organization Active Minds.
A lot of mental health issues come about in the college age years, so we talked to them about that just in case they experience that or a friend experiences that.
Connolly, who has used her own experiences with therapy in work as a crisis counselor, says Stockton has many resources for students who need to reach out or want to speak out, including something called the Resiliency Project, weekly videos sent to the student body featuring their classmates. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. We have temperatures around the Garden State this morning that are lingering in the teens and 20s. You'll need a hat and jacket, gloves on the way to the bus stop or to work this morning. We'll see high temperatures only topping out around 40. Many areas won't get out of the 30s, and it is a bit breezy this morning, but any worries about snow pretty much are over. Meteorologist Dan Zero will have more on what you can expect in the week ahead, coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, the Eagles season ends and property taxes in New Jersey. Compare your town to all the other ones. See how you're doing. We'll update business news next.
Dominski and Doyle.
I mean, because that would cause a serious imbalance in a marriage.
It would.
If one person just forgot the baby on the roof.
Like, yeah, do you remember the time? Do you remember the time?
Oh, that'd be nuclear option. Like, okay, this argument isn't going my way. Well, I never left the baby on the car.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.